Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Well, Sandra, they messed my order up, and I called to double up on my packs, and they cut my packs in half on Eleanor bill. And they've already taken out for two parts of the 11, and I need to go ahead and order the rest of the 11.
Can I have your account number, sir?
58028550-001.
And that's 58028550001.
Correct.
Thank you. And let me place you on the brief hold while I locate your order for you.
Okie dokie.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. Can you verify the name and address for me?
Yeah, Ken Hutchfest, 3427 Cleo Avenue, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37407.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. And it shows that this is for the Mustang Eleanor build-up?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, sir, how can I assist you today?
Well, I sent them an email about doubling up on my packs, and somehow or another they took that. I want them cut in half. So I've got half of order Kid 11 coming, and I need the other half order.
Yes, sir. Now, it does show that they just, I guess you just received this. You received issue 39 and 40. That was in shipment 11, sir.
Okay, well, I just got half of that.
Yes, sir. It shows that you have it set at 8 issues every 2.
Yeah, that's what I said after they get me the rest of 11. I want 2 issues.
Yes, sir. But now, I can't push an order through for you. If they're going to send you out what they have available for you. So I recommend that you send them another email to customerservice@eaglemoss.com. They'll be able to provide you with more information because I can only state what's on the order here.
Yeah. Okay, so lady that I talked to, they lied to me, right?
What did she say to you, sir? I'm trying to look through your notes for you. What did she say?
She told me that as soon as I got confirmation when my parts would be here, I could call and tell them to send me the other bags are the same to issue 11.
No, sir. Yeah. She didn't even put a name on here or who you spoke with because that's incorrect. We can't push an order through, sir. I'm not even sure why she would have informed you of that.
Well, I've got it on where I because I record my calls to everybody.
Yes, sir. Now, what I can do.
I go back and pull her name up.
Yes, sir. What I can do, unless you want to pull her name up first, because I could get you transferred over to a supervisor and see if they'll be able to assist you. Maybe the person you were speaking with was a supervisor. And I'm not a supervisor. I can't push an order up. So, unless you were speaking with a supervisor, and I'm not sure that they can even do that.
Well, she didn't say she was a supervisor. She just said, you know, her name. And I told her what was going on about the email. I told her everything. She's like, okay. She said, well, I pulled your email up, and I even, you know, sent her an apology email. I must have misphrased myself that I needed, you know, issue 12 and 13 together. And she said, oh, yeah, we got that email, and that'll be started right after this gets straightened up. I'm like, okay.
Okay, now if she told you she received your email, she was a supervisor because a regular agent like me on the phone, we can't access those emails. So let me place you on a brief hold and notate your call. We'll get you over to a supervisor and they should be able to help you.
Thank you, darling.
You're very welcome. Hold on just a couple of moments for me.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm still notating that call for you, sir. Thank you for honing.
No problem.
Thank you for your patience, sir. I have your call notated for you, and I'm going to get you over to a supervisor, and they should be able to assist us.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collection. Please have a good day and hold on line for me.